Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We're returning to a familiar topic on this week's Drunk Donna, Stoner Steve, and Dizzy Dawn, a subject the gang likes to talk about when they've been overserved. Feet.
And I'm going to take before and after photos. I'm going to be sleeping with these bunion correctors on. I don't know if it's a scam or not. I don't know if anyone has ever actually been healed by a bunion corrector. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Don, you got Donna's photo of her.
Yeah,
feet,
I showed it to her in person too.
I said, there's nothing wrong with your foot. Why are you afraid to show it?
Well, and then I took off
my shoe and I showed her my foot.
Yeah, you have cute feet.
Oh.
I noticed.
Knuckly.
My second toe was way longer than my big toe.
No, my second and third are the same size.
I have a hammer toe on my one next to the pinky toe, and it curls inward.
Oh.
I have a toe that an ex-boyfriend called Lenny. And it's the one next to the pinky toe, and no pinky toe looks good.
There's not a pinky toe that ever came out straight.
Oh.
You know what I mean? They're all turned and looks like it was like the part that didn't fit well on your IKEA cabinet. And you're like, screw it. Just try to get her on there.
Yeah, just try to just hit it with the mallet. You know, just keep. And why do we have extra screws? I don't know. Whatever.
You guys, I am blushing right now because I feel like feet are nude. It's like nudity. I'm not comfortable with it. Yes, I'd rather show you my boob than my toe.
Let's see both.
Oh, Jesus.
How flexible are you? Get them both in the pic, you know?
Did someone say nudity?
When's the last time you slept with any clothes on? Or like underwear or anything?
Probably when I stayed at a friend's house.
Yeah. When's the last time that you slept with any clothes on at your own home?
I think the last time I was at the cabin, actually.
Because it's cold, maybe. A little bit. Or no.
Polar vortex, you're still...
I always think in case somebody tries to break it and kill me.
Oh, great. See, you don't want to fight nude.
Yes.
That could be one of the most effective ways to fight. You know, no matter who you're fighting, no matter what shape we're all in, I wouldn't want to fight a naked person. I don't even know where I get leverage on you.
Where do I grab?
I'm sorry, yeah. I didn't mean to touch you there. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Right.
And that's it for Drunk Donna, Stoner Steve, and Dizzy Dawn. We'll see you two Fridays from now, because next week the gang's taking off for Independence Day weekend. Drive safely.
Oh, Rocco.
Oh my gosh, so that funny. Was one of my favorites.
That was really disturbing.
My favorite part of the Donna and Steve show.
Oh my God.
How's Hope doing?
That was fantastic.
Is this your first time hearing this?
Well, this clip specifically, but I've heard some other ones, but I have to say that was just brilliant.
It's epic. Oh my God.
Man.
And they just sound like those kind of conversations you probably would have.
Yeah, we did. I mean, we were, that like, was an actual but, conversation.
But like when you were drinking, oh. Yeah, like drunk, like yes. It just sounds like, yeah.
You can see us sitting on an old 70s couch in somebody's dark house with tie-dyed things on the windows and nobody's gone outside for a couple days.
Oh my God. When you were like, food. I'm like, I'd rather show my boob than my toes. And you're like, let's see them both.
See? Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh. And then I said to Steve, no, because you're so judgy. You're going to be like, one's longer than the other, because he was doing that with my toes. And
I got to say, like, because, you know, obviously it's an unscripted show. Right. A lot of times I miss the funny things that you're saying or Same. That Steve is saying. And when you slow it down, you get to hear everything.
So funny. Oh. And it's like, okay, that was a funny line.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you guys, I know. There are some people out there who do not like this. They're like, I turn the radio off every time. I'm like, okay. All right, I'm sorry. We can't please everybody all the time.
Yeah, we can't customize our personalities. I am a human being.
You say
I'm
that.
I'm not an IKEA cabinet.
I know. Although you have some loose screws.
Whether it's Baker's Simple Truth Turkey or mac and cheese with Murray's English Cheddar or pie made with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples, there are many dishes we look forward to sharing during the holidays. And Baker's has all the fresh ingredients you need to turn today's holidays into tomorrow's memories. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
This holiday season, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. And take your workout to the next level with accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, a heart rate monitor, cycling shoes, and more. Peloton, motivation that moves you. This limited time offer ends December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.